he worked on the Inyan the Chiddush HaTorah, that when a Yid takes Achrayus on a Goyis Chomet, even though it's not Mamish Shalucho, even though the Goy doesn't own it, the Yid does not own it, but from the Posik Lo Yemotze, the Torah is Mechadish, that the Yid is over on Bal Yeroah and Bal Yemotze in Pashtus, he's over on the same Averis as if it was his own Chomet, because he took responsibility. I'm sure Rabbi Nachman went into the Shail of the Rosh, how far of an Achrayis does the Yid have to take? Is it enough to be a Shemer Chinam on the Goyis Chometz, or do you have to be even a Shemer Socher? But Al Koponim, however we hold, let's go with Pashtus, the Gemara, the Raya from Mignav and Mesavid, that Shemer Socher, a Yid who becomes a Shemer Socher on Goyis Chometz, is over on Baal Yeroah and Baal Yemotz. That's yesterday's Yisai. Obviously, if he eats the chametz that he has in his property from a goy, he's over a koras. Eating a goy's chametz is certainly, because by eating it doesn't say ownership at all. So Bal Yeroah, he's over. There's an isser of achila. But when you learn the Gemara yesterday and the same thing today's Gemara, you have a shiloh. What about the mitzvah of tashbisu? Should a yid who has goyish chametz and he is a shomer, does he have a mitzvah saseh of tashbisu? He's going to get the avera of bal yeroah bal yemotze. So the tlach has a shaila. What about the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu? The shaila of the tlach is a machloikis gedolei achronim, the shagasariyeh and the mekor chayim. Mekor chayim is the nesivus on Hilchas Pesach. Take the shaila of the tlach, Sufik, and they be taka. One says, I forget which one says what, but the Mekor Chaim in the Hagdomah, and then you look in the Shagasari, he has a lot on Amasechta. I'm sure if you look in Mateach, you'll find it. One of them says that there's no mitzvah of Tashbisu on Chomet that you take responsibility on. And the other says, that just like there's Baal Yeroah and Baal Yemotze, if you're a Shomer on Goyish Chomet, so automatically you got the mitzvah of Tashbisu. What is the Svaras HaMachloikit? And Shagasariyah. So Lechaira, you could say, one simple way to say it is like this. The Machloikit is the Lav of Bal Yeroah and Bal Yemotze attached to Tashbisu or not? We had a Machloikit before, Machloikit Rishonim. When does the Lav of Bal Yeroah and Bal Yemotze start? Rashi Shita we said is that it starts right away Mishay Shoyesu L'mayla, even though the Torah says Shivas Yomim Sor Lo Yemotze. So where does the Lav, why should the Lav start earlier? So we said because we make a Hekish, we brought that from the Noi de Yehuda, that since it says in the Torah together the Lav of Bal Yeroah next to Tashbisu, and Tashbisu is Ach Bayom Arishin, Tashbisu starts from 6 hours. So if Tashbisu starts in 6 hours, Bal Yeroah starts in 6 hours. Bechor, that would be the tzad to say that if you're comparing, if we make a hekish between the lav and the essay, that just like the lav, Bal Yeroah, Bal Yemotze is not only on your own chometz, but even on Goyish chometz that you have achrayis, say the hekish also that there's Tashbisu. Again, if you hold that by as far as time, you compare the lav with the essay, so say also, even though the chiddush hatzorah of chomets that you makabel achrayus is said by Bal Yeroah, lo yemotze is the place where the Torah added the chiddush, but tashbisu it says right next to it. So we'll stretch the chiddush that there's a mitzvah of tashbisu on chomets or that you have achrayus on. But if you learn that the lav of Bal Yeroah starts only at night, and the mitzvah says say of tashbisu is earlier, so you see, you don't make a hekesh. You don't compare the two, the lav to the essay. They're two separate things. They're two separate times. So therefore, the same thing. When it comes to the chiddush of chometz of a goy yom kabbal achrayim, that's only a chiddush hatorah in Bal Yeroah. That's where the Torah is added. The Torah teaches that. But in so'oy in tashbisu so'or mibateche, in the mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, on that, it doesn't say. So if it doesn't say, so there's no mitzvah of Tashbisu on Goyish Chometz. That would be one simple way to be mazvir the machlokes. I'm sure there are other ways to be mazvir, but that's just a start off. L'maisa, we have a big shaila, is the mitzvah tashbisu on chometz that you accept from a goy. Okay. Now, let's go on to today's Gemara. Today's Gemara comes along and is moisif one chiddush on yesterday's Gemara. Yesterday's Gemara says if you take achrayis on goyish chometz, there's an aver of bal yura bal yamotze. So tana rabbanon nochri shenichnas latzeri shel yisrael b'tzeke biyodoy. So the Braisa says if you don't have any responsibility, ain't zakuk levar. That's just like we learned yesterday. If kido yetzloy zakuk levar. If he took achrayis, he has to. Everything is exact like yesterday until you get to the next din. Yichid loy bayis. If the Jew, the Yid, took in the goyish chometz. And Yichid Loi Bayis, he took a special room. And that room he gave to the goy to hold on to the chometz, and Zokuk Levayis. This is something that you didn't see yesterday. What exactly does Yichid Loi Bayis accomplish? On this we have a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which takes us into a meridik, a whole new inyan. What's this Yichid Loi? When the Yid has the chometz of a goy, if he puts it in a special room, then he has an Ein Zokuk Levayis. What kind of a chometz are we talking with? Is it chometz that he took achrayis on? Or is it chometz that he did not take achrayis on? L'chayra m'manavshach, you have to understand. What difference does it make Yichud Loi? The main thing should be, if he took achrayis, he's chayis. If he didn't take achrayis, he's potter. What's the benefit of Yichud Loi Bayis? So Rashi learns that Yichud Loi Bayis means chometz that he did not take responsibility on, then Yichud Loi Bayis, he doesn't have to do anything. So Rashi learns the case of Yichud Loi Bayis, where he gives him a separate room, is talking about where there's no achrayis. For Tosfos has a tremendous kasha. If he has no achrayis, he's potter even without Yichud Loi Bayis. It's not his chometz, he didn't take any responsibility. So what do you need Yichud Loi Bayis for? That's Tosfos kasha. And because of that, Tosfos learns the Gemara. Yichud Loi Bayis means a chiddush. He did take achrayis on the goyish chometz, and still, even though he took achrayis of a shomer socher, but since he put it in a special room, he's not over on bal yiro and bal yamotze. He doesn't have to do anything. So we have to understand Rashi from Tosfos kasha. We have to understand Tosfos shita. Both Rashi and Tosfos, you have to understand. According to Rashi, it's two poshut, and according to Tosfos, why should it be? If he took achrayis just because Yichud Loi, why should he free him? It's side tesis. Rashi, you have to understand the side tesis. Rashi, l'chora, to answer Rashi, pashtus, you could say that true, min ha-torah, since he didn't take any achrayis on it, he wouldn't have to put a special room. But me, the Rabbonon, the Gemara says later on, when you have goyish chometz in your property, you have to build a wall, asoritz v'achim, you have to make a mechitza in order that you shouldn't come to eat it. The Derabbanan Dikadin, there's a Derabbanan Dikadin that because you shouldn't come to eat it, build a wall. On that the Gemara says, Yichud Loi Bayis, the man takes in goyish chometz, and he's machna, he gives the goy the rights to keep his chometz in a special place, he doesn't have to build a special wall, as long as in Lumbus he gave him a special place. According to Rashi, Yichud Loi Bayis takes off the Derabbanan Dikadin problem of maybe coming to eat. But Min HaTorah, there's no problem at all, because according to Rashi, there was no responsibility on the chometz anyway. Tosfos didn't like that. Tosfos learned that the chiddush of Yichud Loi Bayis is even further. That even if chometz that he took responsibility on, as long as he gave over the place where the chometz is sitting in, even though the yid has responsibility on the chometz, that is not over in Balyur or Balyamotze. So l'chora, what's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Rashi probably didn't want to learn like Tosfos, because Rashi held it's not going to help. L'maisa, it's Loyamotze. L'maisa, achrayis, he has responsibility. So davar garim l'momen, if you learn k'momen dami tzvade, it's almost like it's his. And even if lav k'momen dami, there's a chiddush haTorah that it is like his. So Rashi will hold, we have a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. If a yid takes responsibility on goyish chometz, but he keeps it in a room which he gives over to the goy, does the achrayis make him over on bal yiro or not? The chora is the matzev.
machlokes to explain the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. B'chora, you go back to the four shittos that we had by Masker and Seicher. We had when a Masker, remember, Reuven rented a house to Shimon, and Shimon moved in, and during Pesach, Reuven's chometz was in Shimon's house, because Shimon rented it for 7 days. Who is Oyver and Bal Yerah Bal Yemotzeh? So we had a four-way machlokes. But whether the Masker is Oyver or not, remember, it's the Masker's chometz, but it's sitting in the Seicher's property. So we said, according to the Marshal, he will be Oyver, and according to other Mefarshim, you will not be Oyver. The Masker, the Jew, it was his chometz, but it wasn't in his property. So the Machlokes, over there in Daf Dalet, whether the Masker is Oyver for having chometz in the Seicher's property, it'll be the same Machlokes over here when a Yid has Achrayis on Goyish chometz. And he made a special place to keep the chometz. It's exactly the same. Why? Because the Jew who has achrayis on the chometz is like the masker, who owns the chometz. He owns it because he took achrayis. The fact that yichud loy mokum, the fact that he set aside a special room, is like he's giving the room over to a seicher. So it comes out that it's the Jew's chometz in the seicher, which is the goy, in the goy's room. So the Shaila is, according to Rashi, a Jew, just like if you hold the mask, it will be over on Bal Yerua, when it's in the Seicher's house. Because according to Rashi, for Bal Yerua, the main thing is ownership. So even though it's in the Seicher, and the mask doesn't own the house anymore, but the mask owns the chometz. So therefore, Rashi will hold like the sheet of the Marshal. Masha ain't came Tosfos. Tosfos will hold over here that the mask over there will not be over Bal Yerua. Because the masker, even though it's his chometz, it's not in his property. So therefore, according to Tosfos, that's why yichud lo makom, when a yid takes achrayis on goyish chometz, even though it's his chometz, but since yichud lo makom, since he gave him over the room, so it comes out that it's like a masker gave his masker's chometz is sitting by the seicher. The yid's chometz, what does it mean the yid's chometz? Because he took responsibility on the chometz, it's his. But yichud lo makom makes it like it's the seicher. So l'chayr with the Tosfos, at least this Tosfos, to try to even out all four shittos is not for now, but look at here, to explain this Rashi with Tosfos, and you can say chilukim, there are some chilukim alum this, but I don't want to go into it now. Here it's two Jews, here it's a Jew and a Goy, just hinting that there's a lot to work on. But basically, that's how you can answer. Tosfos holds, for Bal Yeroah, you have to have two conditions, that not only is it his chometz, but it also has to be in his house. And therefore, yichud lo makom makes it no longer in his house. So ownership on chometz is not enough. Hashem Kein Rashi holds, like the Marshal, that ownership of chometz or kabbalas achrayis, which is like ownership, taking responsibility for chometz is enough. And therefore, yichud lo makom wouldn't help like Rashi. Okay. Now, so the kids, we have a big machlekes over here. How far, when it says in the Gemara that a yid is over Bal Yerua and Goyish of Chometz, like Rashi, it's even if it's not in his property, and like Tosfos, it's only if it's in his property. Now, the Shaila is, let's take Halacha L'maisa. A Yid was in the insurance, he was in the warehouse, he was in the storage business, and he has Goyish of Chometz, and he has responsibility on a ton of Chometz of a Goy. And it comes Erev Pesach. Now, if he's going to not do anything, he's going to be over and Bal Yerua Bal Yemotzeh, because it's the Goy's chometz, which is in his warehouse. Wait, that's the next step of the shir. Now, L'chayra, we have to think, Halacha L'maaseh, what kind of an Eitzah can this Jew do in order to save himself from Bal Yerua Bal Yemotzeh? The easiest thing would be to make bittul. But this is a tremendous lumdus shaila. Can a yid make bittul on goyish chometz, which he has only responsibility? It's not his chometz. It's only he has responsibility for it. Can a man sell something that he has responsibility for? No. A shomer can't sell something. Shomer just has to pay and gets to get lost. Selling he can't sell. Pashtus. L'chora, let him make bittul. So l'chora, this will be totally in the tzlach shaila. And the machlokes between the Shagasariyeh and the Makor Chayim. If you learn that there is a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu on such chometz, that the Yid who has a warehouse full of chometz has a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, then, depending what bitul is, maybe it'll help. But again, first you have to say, let's, if you hold that there is a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu, then it's only in a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, what is bitul? If you learn bitul is mitam Tashbisu, that the Torah, when the Torah was machadish Tashbisu, it's not only burning the chometz, but it's thinking in your mind that you look at the chometz like it's like offer. So l'chara, you should be able to make bitul, even though you don't own the chometz, but you have a mitzvah Tashbisu, and Tashbisu says, in order to not be over, look at it like dirt. So the man, the owner of the warehouse, looks at the chometz like dirt. But if you learn like Tosfos, that Rabbi Nachman gave a whole shira, that bitul has nothing to do with Tashbisu, and bitul only works mitzad hefker. But bitul, that's when the Gemara says a man can be mavatul chometz, it's not nothing to do with the mitzvah of Tashbisu. It's making it hefker. The only thing is normal hefker, you need two people, and normal hefker here it's a little easier the way the Ran explains, but it's hefker. You have to be an owner on it. So l'chara, even if you learn that there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, but if you hold like Tosfos that bitul has nothing to do with Tashbisu, he'll be stuck. Because who is he to be mevakel chometz that he has responsibility of? So l'chara bitul, to make bitul will be a big shaila, even if there is Tashbisu. If you hold, like the other side of the tzlach, that there's no mitzvah to say of Tashbisu, since it's not really your chometz, you're only mekabel achrayis, there's no mitzvah of Tashbisu, so then say according to Rashi, and say according to Tosfos, bitul you won't be able to make. If there's no mitzvah of Tashbisu, so Pashto is just thinking it's like dirt, you're not accomplishing anything. It's only where the Torah gave a mitzvah of Tashbisu. But on such chometz that belongs to a goy, if there's no mitzvah of Tashbisu, even like Rashi, you won't be able to make bitul. So what we just did is, we try to understand, what should a yid do who has chometz of a goy in his property, what should he do in order to protect himself not to be over and bal yiru and bal yimotz. So on this, l'chara light Tosfos, he has one shtickle eitzah. Light Tosfos, the eitzah would be to either take the stuff out of his property, take all the chometz out of the property, because light Tosfos, that's like yichud le'makom. Once it won't be, even though he'll still have responsibility, he could be responsible for the chometz, but it's like either take it out or be makna the land underneath all the chometz. So it's like yichud le'makom. If it's yichud le'makom, so it comes out that the chometz is not sitting in his property. So like Tosfos, you have an eitzah of yichud le'makom. But like Rashi, if a yid has chometz of a goy and he has a chayis on, there's no eitzah. So l'chora like Rashi, you're going to have a big problem. What should a yid do in order not to be over? One simple thing is he has to go to the goy before Pesach and say, listen, I can't take responsibility anymore. If he takes off achrayis, so then he won't be over and bal yiru bal yimotzei, because he's over, if he can get out of it. But let's say the goy went away to Europe, and the goy will not, he had a contract that for 5 years he has responsibility for a tremendous warehouse full of schnapps, which is chometz. He can't just get out of it. He doesn't want to give it to anybody else. He's stuck in a contract that he has a chrayis of the goy, so what could he do? Bitul he can't do. Pashto selling he can't sell. What could he do? So, another eitzah would be, so the Makor Chaim says, very interesting, he says there are another two eitzahs how a yid could get out of bal yiru bal yimotzei. One eitzah, he says, is let the Jew, the yid, go over to another goy and tell the goy, I'll pay you to take responsibility on the chometz that I have responsibility on. What does that remind you of? If one shomer, man is a shomer on an object, and he goes over and he makes another shomer, shomer shemosu l'shomer, so if the second shomer is as good at watching as the first shomer, so the achrayis goes to the second one, because now the second one is watching for the first one. So the Makor Chaim says, if the first yid will go over to another goy, that the second goy should take achrayis, so then he won't be erev bal yiruah, because now the main achrayis on the chometz is by the second goy. It goes off of the yid, even though he didn't break the contract, but he put on another achrayis to another guy has responsibility on the comments. So therefore, you won't be over and you're over by your mutzah. No, I mean, Pashtus, once he made that already, so it's like Goyish HaChomis that he doesn't have a Chayas on. Bittul won't help, it's not his. But then the Mekor HaChayim says a Chiddush Nifla. The Mekor HaChayim says, and then this other, I think other Achrayim also say it, they go all the way around. The Mekor HaChayim comes up with a Lomdus that the Yid will even be able to sell or be able to be Mevakel the Goyish HaChomis that he took responsibility on. How does that work? L'chaira, it's not his chomis. How could he sell it? How could he be mevatel it? If there's no tashbisu, so who is he to be mevatel or to sell all this chomis before Pesach? So the Mekor HaChayim comes up with a tremendous lumbus. He says like this. If we would tell the goy, listen here, Mr. John Doe, this Jew who has $1 million worth of your schnapps, if this Jew doesn't do anything to this chomis before Pesach, as far as the Jewish law is concerned, your $1 million worth of schnapps is going to go down the drain. Why? Because the Jew is going to be over on Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh. The Chachamim made a knas that any chomis that a Jew is over on Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, nobody Jew is going to want to buy it anymore. It's going to become osur b'hanor. It's going to become worthless. So if we would explain all this to the goy who gave over the $1 million worth of schnapps, the goy would get so nervous he'd be miyayish. He'd say, oh, it's going down the drain. He would give up hope. He'd be miyayish on the chomets because he knows, even though you can tell it to goyim, but as far as the Jewish law is concerned, no Jew is going to touch it anymore. So the Mekor HaChayim said that since it's yishaloi midas, if we would ask to tell the goy that he's going to be losing all the value of the schnapps, he would be miyayish. He would give up hope. If he gives up hope before Pesach, the Jew is zeicher from hefker. When a man gives up hope on something like an aveda, anybody can come and keep it. So it comes out that because of Yish, if you work with Yishalem Midas, which means if you would tell the goy, and he would be Miayish, so even if you didn't tell him, we pass in Yishalem Midas, have a Yish. So it's as if the goy knows that when Pesach is going to come, if the Jew is going to be Erevan Bal Yeroh, he's going to lose all his money. So he's Miayish, he gives up hope on the schnapps. Therefore the Yid is Kainet. If the Yid is Kainet, it's now the Yid schnapps, the Yid could sell it, keep the money, maybe he'd have to pay the guy something for it, he'd be able to be mevatel it. So therefore the Mekor HaChayim comes up with tremendous ge'oinis to make it, but a yid can really become the owner on goyish HaChomets, because since he'll be over on Bal Yeroah, if he doesn't do anything it becomes like it's his. I said that already. I was thinking when I was preparing the shir. So you have to look in the Mekor HaChayim. Vayishtos, if the Torah puts it, the Torah says it's worthless. For Jews, it's worthless. And if the Torah, the Rabbanan, put an Isra Noah, it becomes worthless. Maybe. Could be. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, I didn't see it this time. You might be interested to look it up. But the Mekor HaChayim goes, and the Yitzchak also says it's a similar lumdus. When Pesach comes, he says it under other circumstances. When Pesach comes and the din of chometz is that all chometz turns worthless, so a second before, if you know it's coming, you lose hope a second before. So he'll be able to sell it or be mevatel it 1 second before, because it's going to be lost anyway. If it's going to be lost, it becomes the Jew's. So the Jew could be mevatel, or the Jew could sell it, and he'll stop the aver of Balyaron Balyamotzeish from being come. The only thing is that Achrayim hold that the knas that the Chachamim gave, that any chometz she'over all of our Pesach, any chometz that a Jew kept over Pesach is also banor, is only on his own chometz. But on chometz that a Yid has achrayis on, the Chachamim never gave such a knas. The Chachamim's knas only went your own chometz. But chometz that you take responsibility, even though there isn't aver bal yiroah, the Chachamim never said it's also. If you hold like that, you can't say the Torah to the Mekor HaChayim, because there's never going to be a knas, because it's not really the Jews. It's only he's over on Bal Yiroah. But even in the Takonas Chachomim, if you hold it, they didn't go so far, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, the Kitzur, so we went through the whole Shaila of the Gemara, how to the Chiddush HaTorah that a Yid is over on Chometz of a Goy, and we went through Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, is it in his place or even not in his place, and how to get out of the problem of Bal Yiroah, Bal Yimotzeh, and whether there's a mitzvah to say a tashbis. Now, I'm not going to go into it now, but just picture everything we said now and apply it to two yid. One yid, Reuven, is in the liquor business. And Reuven tells Shimon, who's in the warehouse business, Shimon, I want you to take responsibility for $1 million worth of schnapps. So now you have two yid. And then it comes Pesach. You look in the rush, and you start to think about whatever we said in Shir, you'll see that there's a whole new area. Who will be over about your Roy and about your Matze if you have Jewish people? Reuven's Chometz is sitting in Shimon's warehouse. If you don't have Bittel, if Reuven or Shimon will not, Reuven could make Bittel because he's a Jew. But assuming Reuven will not make Bittel, who will be over about your Roy and about your Matze? Will it be a fur that's similar to Maskir and Socher? The only thing is over here it's better, it's worse, because here Shimon has responsibility on Reuven's Chometz. Reuven owns the Chometz, but Shimon took responsibility. So it's different than Maskir and Socher. Maskir and Socher is the Socher, Shimon has no responsibility on a box of cookies that Reuven left in his apartment. But here we're dealing with a business deal. And Reuven has $1 million worth of liquor in Shimon's warehouse, and Shimon's responsible for Reuven's Chometz. It's a whole separate inyan, which I'm not prepared to go into. I didn't want to go even more complicated. You look in the rush and you work it out yourself. Halacha l'maisa, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, there are many sheets. Let's go on to another part of the Gemara. This is all about a yid holding on to a goy's chametz. What about the next piece of Gemara, a little later on? The Gemara says, sounds like a very simple piece of Gemara, halacha l'maisa. A man finds chametz, his own chametz. He finds his own chametz in his house in Pesach. New start. He finds his own chametz on Pesach. What should he do? So the Gemara says, all he does is he covers it up with a cover. He takes a pot, turns it over. That's all the Gemara says. What happened to the Bal Yeroah Bal Yemotze? The Gemara seems to say he can't touch it. He can't do anything. He doesn't have to do anything. What? At night, but what about during Yontif? We're talking about he found it on the first day of Yontif. The Gemara says he cannot touch it. He must just cover it up. So, from the Gemara itself, you have to wonder, L'chor, what's going to happen with the Avera? The Maisa, he has Chometz in his property. So there's a big Machlokes Rishonim. What exactly is the case in the Gemara? Hmm? Oh, good. So Rashi, so we have a big machlokes Rishonim. Rashi and the Ran say, the reason why he doesn't have to, he can't do anything, it's muksa. The reason why he can't burn it, he can't even touch it, is because there's no problem about your Roy Bal Yemotze. Why? Because he made Bittul. Since he made Bittul, so it comes out he's not ever Bal Yeroah Bal Yemotze. So now the only shaila is maybe he'll come to eat it. According to Rashi, it's even better. There's no problem of Tashbisu either. Why not? Because according to Rashi, he fulfilled Tashbisu. Because according to Rashi, Bittul helps because it's part of Tashbisu. So Averis, he won't have any Averis. So therefore, he has to just let the Chomet sit and cover it up.
Even if he had an Averis, what's he supposed to do on
them? Well, hold on. Listen, that's the next part of the shiur. The Rambam, Taisis and Ksubis argue. Taisis and Ksubis Dav Zayin. And Smasher from the Rambam hold that even without Bittul, he can't touch it. He can't do anything on Yontif. So now we have a big machlokes Rishonim. If a man found chametz in his house without Bittul, according to Rashi, he would have to take it and burn it in Yontif. Because according to Rashi, the only reason Rashi says he doesn't have to do anything is because of Bittul. Without Bittul, even though he was wrong for not being a Bittul, but he's allowed and he has a mitzvah to take it and burn it. The Goyen in Tufman Vogue, what? That's what we're going to discuss. That's the shir. Good, good, that's the problem. It's part of the shir also. Good, Gishmak. Huh? That's what I'm saying over now. But first, let's understand the basic machlokes between Rashi and against the Taisis and Ksuvas Dav Zayin is. Is there an Avera of Bal Yeroah and Bal Yemotze to be worried about or not? According to Rashi, it seems there is an Avera.
The only shaila is, so why do we let him burn it? It's still, but according to Tosfos in Daf, Tosfos over there says that he's stuck. Tosfos doesn't say klor. Tosfos just says he can't burn, he can't do anything, even though he was not mevapel. What is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? Lechayu, you can say again l'shitosa. A man didn't make bittul, right? So it comes out, let's assume, for instance, he made bedika. It doesn't say clearly in the Gemara, but from Rashi, let's say he made bedika. He didn't make bittul. So it comes out like this. Till he finds it, since he made bedika, he's zichar not over in Bal Yeroi, because he tried to look for it. Then it comes out he finds that his bedika was a mistake, or for whatever reason, there was a slip up and there's a pound of chametz. So what does Rashi holds that he has to burn it, because if he doesn't burn it, he'll be holding on to chametz. 5 hours from now, as soon as Yontif is over, Chol HaMoed will take and burn it. It's going to be too late. He's over in Bal Yeroi. So therefore, according to Rashi, but Tosfos Lishitosa says it's Masha Chametz Amanas Levara. According to Tosfos, when he finds the chametz, now he's stuck. Because in the Hilchos Yontif, he can't burn it. As soon as Yontif is over, he'll do the mitzvah. He'll burn it. So this is another case of Masha Chametz. He'll be holding on to the chametz Amanas Levara in a few hours. So according to Rashi, since he'll still be over in Bal Yeroi, according to Rashi, you have to burn it now. You can't wait until later. But according to Tosfos, it's again a case of Masha Chametz Amanas Levari. His kavanah is a good kavanah. As soon as Yontif is over, he'll burn it. So he's not going to be over on Bal Yeroi Bal Yemotzeh. If he's not going to be over, so then there's no ritzah to burn it. But like Rashi, Masha Chametz Amanas Levari, even if you have the best kavanahs, you have the best kavanahs in the world, but if you're holding on to Chametz, there's an Aver Bal Yeroi Bal Yemotzeh. If there's an Aver Bal Yeroi Bal Yemotzeh, so now you have a mitzvah Saseif Tajbisu. Also, let's assume whether there's a mitzvah sasei of tajbisu or not, there's a whole big shaila. But even if there's no mitzvah sasei of tajbisu, the Meroi Meisoda says there are two reasons why, according to Rashi, you'd be allowed to burn. L'chor, you have a problem. How could you burn according to Rashi, even if there's a Bal Yeroi? But you're going to be over an Avera of Chilul Yontif. We light fires. We cook. That's only L'tzarech Ochel Nefesh. For cooking purposes, the Torah was matir achshe yechol chomefesh. This is not for eating purposes. So how are you allowed to burn, according to Rashi, even if you are over on Bal Yeroi? What gives you the right to make sreifa? So most of the Meremi Sada says there's one of two pshatim. Most of the Korshim say, and Bemis Tosfos and Hamid Beis, if you learn well, the top Tosfos and Hamid Beis, Tosfos says, if you hold the second Tosfos, mitoch, there's such a klal called mitoch. I'll give you an example of mitoch. We carry on Yontif to shul a siddur. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Why are you allowed to carry on Yontif? Because for food you're allowed to carry. But we're not carrying food. We're carrying a siddur. That's what you'll learn. Mitzvah Shem, you'll learn Masechta Beya. It's a shasi and you call mitoch. Once the Torah already allowed you to carry things for food, mitoch, shehutra letzarech, food, hutranami, shaloi letzarech, we stretch the hetter. How it works is a whole sefer written on mitoch. How do you just stretch it? But lemaisa we pask in mitoch. Shmami Rebbe Kiva class. Rebbe Kiva doesn't hold of mitoch. If you learn the Gemara well, Rebbe Kiva holds you don't say mitoch. Therefore, according to Rebbe Kiva, it's impossible to burn chametz on Yontif. But we pask in like we mitoch that on Yontif, you're allowed to burn things as long as there's a tzarech hayoyim ktsas. As long as you're doing something. No. Wait. So now the shaila is l'chayra. I'll bring in the pnei yeshua now. I save it for later, but in your honor, I'll bring it in now. L'chayra, you have an eitzah to do it another way. L'chayra, you have another eitzah to do it another way. Why do you have to dafka burn it and run into the shaila of chil yontif? L'chayra, face, throw it down the garbage, throw it to the air. So the pnei yeshua says a chidush otzah, and the pnei yeshua says like this. Once, when the Torah gave a mitzvah of tashbisu, which is technically sreifa, if we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, ain bir chametz ala sreifa. So the main way to make tashbisu is through burning. The Pnei Yeshua says, any other kind of tashbisu you do, throwing it down into the garbage, mefazer zer l'ruach, he says, aloshin rachmona achshvei l'sreifa. It's going to be just as bad on Yontif. If you're not allowed to burn on Yontif, you're not allowed to throw it to the wind on Yom Tov. You can't do any kind of tashbisa, because it's all going to be similar to burning, and burning you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. So it must be, if Rashi holds that you are allowed to, since it's Tzerech HaYom Ktsas, since it's Tzerech HaYom, you might as well burn. But you're not going to gain anything by doing another kind of tashbisu. The Pnei Yeshua is going to shalom this, because if you're doing tashbisu, it's all like Tzerech. Because the Torah, if the Torah says, as resources are called over, because the Torah looked at it, that you're accomplishing the same thing as Sreifa. So on Yontif, without the heter of Mitarech, you couldn't do anything. The kids say, that's the Shita of, that's one way the Merei Meisada says in Rashi. And according to Rashi, if there's no people, and you're over in Bali Ro, Bali Yomotze, so then you're allowed to burn it, because of Mitarech. Because you won't be over burning, because it's a Tzerech Hayim, to get away from the Avera of Bali Ro, Bali Yomotze. But then the Merei Meisada says himself, of Merei Dika Chiddush, even if you don't hold a mitzvah, the hezbah why you're allowed to burn chametz that you find on Pesach, you're allowed to burn chametz if you didn't make bittul, you'd be allowed to take a match and burn the chametz on Pesach, he says, is because poshut, you have to learn the avera of bal yirah bal yamotzei is much worse than the avera of cooking on yontif. He says a guy in the shachat, why? The avera of cooking and burning on Yom Tov is a one-time avera. You strike the match, you burn the chametz, so let's say it's an avera. But Baal Yerua, Baal Yemotzei, there's a Tosfos later on, where's the Chavches? There's this famous Tosfos, the Chavches Amar Aleph, that Tosfos holds that the avera of Baal Yerua, Baal Yemotzei is not a one-time avera. Every rega, every second that a person holds on to chametz, he's over on Baal Yerua and Baal Yemotzei. Every second. An avera, in order to protect from an avera that you're over 1,000 times, it's better to be over an avera one time of burning than to be over by your aura 1,000 times. Quicker ways. Take a look at the Merei Meisada, and the Merei Meisada says a goyin is that, since again, he goes and he doesn't really work so much with Tashbisu. He works that it's the Avera of Bal Yeroa is Bechol Rega, every second. The Avera of cooking on Shabbos, Yontif, is only going to be a one-time deal. So better be over once to save yourself from 1,000 Averas, Samar Dikachap. So even without the Lundus of Mitoich, you would still be allowed, according to Rashi, to burn it. Ma'ashen King Toysis. Toysis in Ksubas Dav Zayin. And the Rambam holds you're not allowed to touch it, even though you didn't make bittul. So pashtus you have to learn, even though you didn't make bittul, pashtus you have to learn, because two problems. Either the problem of muktzah, chachamim didn't want people touching muktzah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And since chametz is muktzah, it's such a, chachamim had to be so tight in hilchos muktzah, that even though you have all your chesbonos in the world to take the chametz and burn it, the Isser of Tiltul, the Isser of Muksa, they said, does not permit you to, I by your your oinus. Too bad, so you're stuck. You have no oinus. Yeah, so that's one eitz, is because it's Masha Chometz, right. Yeah, but the Shaila is, L'chara, maybe let him, if he's allowed to do it now, so if he's allowed to do it now, why wait till later? Yeah, he'd be allowed to if you hold the mashal, because it's not going to be over any, if it's only because of Bal Yeroa. All right, it could be you're right. But even if you hold not like mashal chametz, even if you hold you're right. If you hold mashal, I'm an asla valeroy, that's the simplest way. Therefore, you can't touch it. And that's why you can't even be mefazer v'zoy l'ruach again with the Pnei Yeshua. B'chara day, you're not running into burning, because throwing it to the ruach is just as bad as burning. So therefore, you have to learn, that's why, that's one reason. Because they have better of muktzah, they didn't let you touch it. Or other achron. No, Tashbisu says the chiddush of Pnei Yeshua is any action that you do to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu is just as bad as lighting the mitzvah. Look at the Pnei Yeshua here, but it's very late now. It's not fair to hold up the kitzur. So there's two pshatim. Either the hezber why the Rambam and Tashbisu say is because it's not Tash, because muktzah stops you. Well, because they hold it's not mitoich. They hold the taka, you're not allowed to on yontif. You have to have teres and tzerech hayem ktsas. You argue on teisvus on that heim and beis, and therefore it's not a tzerech. So to burn, for sure you're not allowed to burn according to that. What about doing something else? It'll depend. Like the Pnei Yeshua, you can't do anything else. If you don't hold the Svar of the Pnei Yeshua, you would at least be allowed to crumple it up and throw it to the wind. I did now, I didn't want to say it at the beginning because it might have scared you. I packed in basically two sugyas in one day. Baruch Hashem, I think in learning it was a beautiful Seder. I'm under the weather, but seeing the Shnarki Seder and Michal, everyone was holding up very nicely before Purim. I'd like to throw in the Mitzvah second Seder. Chaim's upset a little for various reasons. The other one is not really coming on time. I would like to ask you, please, for everybody's sake, to be Mazaris, now to Pesach, keep the Siddurim, the davening, and second Seder, so that Mitzvah Hashem will have the true Simcha on Purim, and we'll finish off this man with Emes HaTzlochot.